Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, let's talk about 2021. You know, reflecting back on last year, the good, the bad, and all the in-between, you know, what happened within Whistler Plumbing and Air last year?
I believe for our organization, it was really a year of just that we was constantly adapting to change and to successes and challenges. And it was just a full year of us kind of pivoting and adapting. And a few of those things that we had to adapt around is that this was the first year that we had over 15% turnover. And so we had quite a bit more turnover in 2021 with our organization. And, you know, I think it definitely impacted us in many different ways. Some of them good, some of them challenging. We continue to deal with COVID and sickness and illness within our staff. You know, there was a time, a couple times in 21 where our whole call center was working from home. And so that brings a whole new set of challenges as we try to have a high level of service to our clients. Just like everyone else, we dealt with supply chain issues. For instance, our water treatment units, they are anywhere from 10 to 14 weeks lead times on them. So, you know, whenever we, have a customer has a need for a water treatment unit and we don't have it, then that lead time becomes, you know, very challenging. We've seen, just again, like most people, we've seen the effects of inflation. We had four different increases on water heaters and two different increases in water treatment and many, many increases than we can even count in just different products and services and really even expenses, you know, whether it be just our fixed expenses of our organization. So we had to adapt and overcome and pivot with those things as well. You know, just we have 35 new team members on our team that were all onboarded in 2021. So that is definitely that impacts a lot of different parts of our organization. It's been a great thing in many ways because of the new talent and just the new team members and the new family members that we have. We moved our warehouse offsite at the end of 2020. And so the whole year of 2021 was us figuring out processes and procedures and staffing. And we basically went from a 1,200 square foot warehouse to 7,500 square foot warehouse. So more than quadrupled that size. We did recognize that that we need to do better in serving our Diamond Club members and family members. And more specifically, you know, I think we definitely do priority service, but around the plumbing visits, we don't have the staff that we need to around the plumbing visits, and so the lead times are over a month to get to someone's home to do those plumbing visits, and so we need to do a better job around that. Hmm. We also felt, as we are continuing to build HVAC and then build that team, you know, just the lack of available skilled people in the HVAC trade has continued to be an uphill climb. And so just recognizing that the only way that we can get out of that bind is to just train our way out of it. And so we are constantly training with our staff, to increase their competency level. And, you know, obviously the training also increased around 35 new team members. Mm-hmm. If you have that many new team members, you know, there's a tremendous amount of training and onboarding and acclimation that has to happen with them. You know, the amazing thing about all of that, I mean, that's a tremendous amount of changes and some of it being adversity. But our organization was able to profitably grow 28% in 2021. So whereas it feels like a whole year of adapting, mm-hmm. There was a tremendous amount of accomplishment that we experienced as well. So, I definitely see 2021 as a success. But I will definitely have always remember the challenges and the learning experiences that it presented as well.
We could probably have several segments just talking about the adversity you faced and how the foundation that you set as a company allowed you to grow even during that adversity, don't you think? With like the 20 things that you all hold yourselves to, sort of the standard that you set, you were able to sustain those challenges.
Yeah, and I would say, years ago, we really developed a system of recruitment. And, this organization, yes, has a high standard, but the quality of individuals that we have and as we recruit people and add them to our team is what has allowed that to happen. Each and every team member, whether they're new to us in 2021 or whether they've been with us for years, we would not have been able to accomplish what we did and overcome the adversity that we did without each and every team member, and just that speaks to the just awesome team that we have here.
And if someone's listening and they're thinking they maybe would like to chat with you about joining your team, what's the website again for them to check out?
Whistlerjobs.com. It's very easy, and Debbie is the team member's name that helps with that process. And so either contacting Debbie by calling our number or just going to whistlerjobs.com and applying online.
All right. Whistlerjobs.com is what you want to check out if you're interested in joining the team. And if you'd like to work with the great team at Whistler Plumbing and Air, you can call them at 540-483-9382.